And he says now, I have something for you. And this is amazing. You can't believe your ears when you hear this. Isaiah 1:18 I'm reading. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they'll be as wool. God says to them, set your case out of court. And you remember that was the thing that he said to his people, the Lord Jesus did. He says, agree with your adversary in the way. Don't wait till he takes you into court. God says, settle your case out of court. And God says, I have a secret formula. I have a private prescription. And it'll take out sin. Though your sins be as scarlet, they'll be white as snow. They'll be red like crimson. They should be as wool. What is that? That's the blood of Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, just keeps on cleansing us from all sin. And God says, agree with your adversary quickly whilst thou art in the way with him. And God says, I have a charge against you, but I can take my divine alchemy. And you want to know where you find that? In the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, when you see the crucified Christ. Now, may I say to you that this is God's charge against his people. And this is the basis on which now he's giving them an opportunity to turn to him. And if they will turn to him, he'll preserve the nation. And he's going to give them now almost 100 years. And then they don't turn to him. They don't change their ways. And then he'll send them into captivity. Now, that's the interpretation of this. Now, it has an application. Here's a good example of interpretation and application. I have a little book, and the title of the little book is America Needs a Declaration of Dependence. It's based on this passage of Scripture. Now, we have today, I think, the same thing that you have here. You have, first of all, in this country, political anarchy. I don't think there's any question about that. I think it's obvious by now, friends, that men cannot solve the problems, not only this nation and certainly not of the world, and we want to solve the problems of the world. But we have seen that this is the way that a nation goes down. This is the way this nation did. It's the way that Rome went down and all other nations. Gibbon, he gives 5 reasons for the decline of the Roman Empire. 5 steps downward. Will you listen to them? He says, first, the undermining of the dignity and sanctity of the home, which is the basis of human society. Second, higher and higher taxes, the spending of public money for free bread and circuses for the populace. Third, the mad craze for pleasure, sports becoming every year more exciting, more brutal, more immoral. Fourth, the building of great armaments when the great enemy was within, the decay of individual responsibility. And fifth, the decay of religion fading into mere form, losing touch with life, losing power to guide the people. Now, if you go through this, you'll see the 3 steps downward. First of all, there is spiritual apostasy. Second, moral awfulness. And third, political anarchy. It was Clinton Rosita, who was professor of American institutions at Cornell, who said, speaking of our nation, in our youth, we had a profound sense of national purpose, which we lost over the years of our rise to glory. James Reston in the Wall Street Journal, and this was some time ago, made this statement. He made a distinction between the statements of public men in Washington, what they say in public and what they say in private. He says in public they talk about how optimistic and wonderful the future is, but the private conversations of thoughtful men here in Washington are quite different. For the first time since the war, one begins to hear of doubts that mortal men are capable of solving or even controlling the political, social, and economic problems life has placed before them. Now, friends, that was several years ago. Where are we today? Now, as America is being looked at today, I'm not just giving you the viewpoint of a wild-eyed fundamental preacher, for that's what I am, but I'm not wild-eyed, I hope. Dr. Seagrave Singer, he's professor of history in Salisbury, North Carolina. He says the American dream is vanishing in the midst of terrifying realities and visible signs of decadence in our contemporary society. You go back in our political history, and you can see today that there is this deterioration. But I don't think God would put his finger down on Washington. What about moral awfulness? Well, I could bore you with a great many statistics in this connection, but all you have to do is read the paper today. And way back in 1952, and this has been going on some time, they gave these alarming statistics. At that time, there were 15 million sex magazines that were read monthly by a third of the nation. What about it today? 3 times as many criminals as college students. How about that today? And many of the college students have turned criminal. 1 million girls infected with social disease. And I understand that 1 out of 4 that graduate from high school in Southern California are infected with it today. We've come a long way since these days, and these were terrible. 100,000 girls enter white slavery each year. 1 million babes born in illegitimacy yearly. 2 out of 3 marriages end in divorce. And now in Southern California, the divorces equal the marriages. 45 suicides every day. 1 murder every 40 minutes. Now I think it's 40 seconds. 1 major crime every 18 seconds. 100,000 unapprehended murderers walk the street. That was in 52. 21-year-olds represent the largest criminal group. That was in 52, but today it's the 18-year-old group. And I tell you that there has been that step down in moral awfulness, but I don't really think God would put the finger there. Move on down to spiritual apostasy. What about that today? The very interesting thing is Dr. Walter Tunks of the University of Akron made this statement. In the last 6,000 years, there have been 21 civilizations, and every one of them has gone on the rocks precisely at the point where they let God go. And the Wall Street Journal had an editorial during the time of the Depression, and this is amazing coming out of that journal. What America needs today is not government controls, industrial expansion, or a bumper corn crop. America needs to return to the day when Grandpa took the team out of the field in the early afternoon on Wednesday in order to hitch them to the old spring wagon into which Grandma put all the children after she washed their faces shining clean, and they drove off to prayer meeting in the little white church at the crossroads underneath the oak trees where everyone believed the Bible. May I say to you, friends, we've come a long ways. Dr. Albert Heimer, the professor of history at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, said, "The United States of America in the past 50 years has been dominated to a large extent by persons who do not understand the spiritual heritage bequeathed by their own ancestors." And Dr. Machen said, "America's coasting downhill on a godless ancestry, and God pity America." Friends, we've hit the bottom of the hill. That's where we are today. But God is saying to us today, "Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Today, there's a way out for America. But if America goes like other nations, and we're moving in that direction, our time is limited as a great nation, by the way. There is a way out. Philosophy says, "Think your way out." Indulgence says, "Drink your way out." Politics says, "Spend your way out." Liberalism says, "Legislate your way out." Science says, "Invent your way out." Industry says, "Work your way out." And labor says, "Strike your way out." And fascism says, "Bluff your way out." And militarism says, "Fight your way out." The Bible says, "Pray your way out." And the Lord Jesus said, "I am the way out. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." and I'm the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. That's the only hope of America today, friends. The only hope of our country today, and there's a place where people need to turn to God today. It's in Bible-believing churches. It'll have to begin there. And if it doesn't begin there, I don't know whether it's going to begin anywhere today.